Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Chad Moutray back on the show. Chad is an old friend, a 17-year model. He's been hanging out with us since 03 when he was the chief economist at the SBA. Now he's the chief economist at the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. And he joins us on a regular basis to give us a report on what's going on out there in the factories and the supply chain of the world, and especially in America, and especially small business members of his organization. Chad Moutray, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Did you say I was a 17-year-old model? I that's pretty impressive.
You're a 17-year member. We got you. Well, you joined us back in 03. You were just 17 when we got you right out of high school, right?
No. Hey, it's fun to be on your show, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Chad, as always. Thank you for the longstanding support of all the things that we do. Chad, you're not just a manufacturing economist. You're a national economist. You're watching all the connecting dots and lines and issues out there across the economy. What are you seeing? What's going to be happening at the end of this week? What do you think are we going to have any kind of an understanding of how bad the economy is right now?
Well, you know, yesterday we got industrial production data and retail sales data, and they both, I mean, these were the first real measures of activity in March, right?
Right.
So before this, I think last time I was on your show a couple weeks ago, we still had old data, right? So we were still, for the most part, trying to fill in the dots with some of the kind of proxy data. But yesterday we saw industrial production fall 6.3% in March, right? That was the biggest monthly decline since 1946. You saw that in the press a lot. Manufacturing production fell 6.3. Industrial production was down 5.4. But you had a motor vehicle and parts production down 28%. Printing and leather, printing and support down 18%. Apparel down 16.5. You can cut down the list here. These are big numbers, right?
They're not only big numbers, Chad. They're not only big numbers; they're abrupt numbers.
Yeah.
These are fall off a cliff numbers, aren't they?
They are, and March is going to be worse. I mean, April's going to be worse, right? I mean, we all know it. We can all feel it, right? So this was the beginning of it. You're going to continue to see, because of the abruptness of the economy came to a screeching halt. And so you're seeing that, right? You saw that in the retail sales numbers as well, right? Particularly when you're looking at department stores or, you know, things that, you know, overall restaurants and bars, you know, clothing and accessory stores, retail sales were down 50.5% in March. 50.5%. Food service and drinking places was down 26.5. I mean, the reality is, we know that it's probably worse than that, right? Those are numbers that really kind of put the whole thing into perspective. And then, as I said quite before we went on the air this morning, we're going to be getting at 8:30 this morning new numbers for unemployment claims. And so that number is going to be at least another 5 million more added to the, you know, roughly 16 to 17 million we've already seen. So we're approaching 20 to 22 million unemployment claims just in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Those are kind of mind-blowing numbers for us.
And that is just
a healthy economy to a not healthy economy in just a matter of weeks.
That is, at this level, is unprecedented. It's even unprecedented from 2008 and 2009. Because in that period, which was pretty abrupt too, if you remember, as I do, the month of September 2008, even then, governors weren't demanding that I weren't mandating that I close my business and my and telling my customers if they come in my business they'll arrest them. I mean, none of that was going on back in those days, was it?
These are extraordinary times. I mean, you're right. I mean, the fact that businesses can't operate, right? That's what's led to the abruptness here. It also is the silver lining, right? And that is that once businesses are able to start opening again, right, and we feel that the virus is no longer spreading,
right,
that you have the ability to rebound, right?
And that's what I want to talk about on the other side of the break. I want to get your thoughts on this, folks. I told you we'd get a good report from Chad. And of course, we, as you can see, we are. I want to get Chad's thoughts on what he thinks, you know, going forward. I think it's time to start looking on the other side of this thing. I think we can start seeing over the horizon a little bit. Let's see what that's going to look like. I think that's what we need to focus on right now. Because as I've been telling you now for over a month, this too will pass. 2010. I'm Jim Blessingham. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.